Managing Fire Risks During Harvest. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Chris Cole, who is a field agricultural engineer with Iowa State University Extension. And it's been fun to watch all the farmers get into the fields and starting to get some harvesting done. I guess we did kind of have an early planting this spring, and also that kind of leads to an early harvest so far this year.
Yeah, we're really getting after it. And the crop is, generally speaking, much drier than we would expect for this time of the year, early planting and so forth. So things are going as good as can be possible for this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, it's just kind of been warm. It's warmer than it usually should be at this time of the year. And even though it was kind of a wetter summer, you know, we really haven't had much rain the past couple of weeks. So just means that farmers need to take some extra safety precautions when out in the field as well.
Right. I mean, this is a time when fires can get out of hand if we have, you know, the chaff from the combines is super dry. If it happens to land on exhaust equipment or possibly a bearing or something that's going out in the machine, it oftentimes gets hot enough that it can start to burn. So those are issues that we need to kind of deal with. I mean, it's good to take a break maybe every 2 to 4 hours and take a leaf blower, blow off all of the chaff that might be touching those kinds of hot items. Of course, always be vigilant to look and see. Now, a few years ago in 2012 in northwest Iowa, we had a large number of field fires. And so we went back, we talked to all of our volunteer fire departments we have out here on what days things happened. And we kind of checked over, you know, was it temperature? Was it the relative humidity? Was it the wind? And every time they were getting called for field fires, it was when we had wind in excess of 25 miles an hour. It really had little to do with the temperature, little to do with relative humidity, and it's kind of all about the wind. So when the wind gets up there over 25 miles an hour, if you start a fire, it can spread extremely quickly, and the only piece of equipment that you can, you know, really work with to put it out is a disc or, you know, some kind of heavy field cultivator or finisher that's going to take the crop down to the ground and, you know, just keep going back and forth. Now, a small fire extinguisher inside the cab is a wise thing to have. You can probably put out a little fire once you get very much, you know, grass or soybeans going like we would have during harvest. But corn, it just can move so rapidly. And calling the fire department's a good thing to do, but they're rarely able to save much. They're mostly going to sit on the roads and try to protect other fields from being destroyed by a fire. And we have had some of our boards of supervisors make advice to not harvest when we get those winds over 25, 30 miles an hour. Really, we need to take extra precaution.
Absolutely. And that's just something I feel like you don't really think about too much. But any other just pieces of advice?
Well, take the most precaution. And if you have, I'll say, one of those days, I'd have the big tractor hooked up to the disc already. And if you're seeing other people fire start, you'll see the smoke all over the county. You want to be coming with that disc.
And with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.